For the first time in Indianapolis 500 history, a majority women's team is aiming to compete at this year's race. The so-called greatest spectacle in racing has long been a male domain. Only 9 women drivers have competed over the years. This team is part of a broader effort to diversify motorsports. Here's Samantha Horton of Indiana Public Broadcasting.
I'm here on the first official day of practice at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway for the Indy 500. The number 16 car pulls into the pit lane and crew member Caitlin Brown climbs over the wall to service the inside front tire. Brown is one of the women on Team Peretta Auto Sport. About 70% of the team members are women. Brown is really excited to be in the public's eye.
It's definitely something it's still hard to wrap my head around right now because you don't really understand the impact you're making until it's over. It's just incredible to be able to have the opportunity, and I can't imagine what it's going to feel like come race day.
The team was announced earlier this year. Team owner Beth Peretta says if it qualifies, it will be making history. She's quick to note the woman who got them here.
We stand on their shoulders. There have been women that have been mechanics that had to hide the fact they were women, you know, had to wear bandanas over their hair so that, you know, people wouldn't be heckling them.
This team is a part of track owner Roger Penske's Race for Equality and Change initiative that launched last summer. Peretta Autosport is allied with Penske's team. With that comes guidance and crossover employees like Brown, who's been working as a mechanic for Team Penske in the NASCAR series. Penske executive Jimmy McMillan says this is one of many initiatives being made to make the Speedway more diverse and inclusive.
This sport, and maybe even the facility, has gotten the reputation of being, you know, the place for white males or the place for white people, and that's just not true.
Driver Simona De Silvestro is excited to return to compete at the Indy 500 with Peretta, and she embraces the mission.
When we're on pit lane, you know, I think all the other teams kind of look at us, but, you know, we just do our job, and that's what it is. And hopefully, you know, I think if somebody's good at what they do, they should also get the shot at it.
For owner Beth Peretta, getting more women into the sport is just a first step. She wants to see more diversity on all the racing teams.
Racing is the only sport today that can be co-ed at the pro level. And I think that's a really amazing comment, because if you look at everywhere else, business, industry, science sectors, life is co-ed.
Peretta's team is making its debut at what is considered the Super Bowl of racing. She likes the attention it draws and hopes that having more women in different roles might inspire future generations to get involved in motorsports.
The best thing for me is if there is a young girl watching at home and she sees herself. That's all we want to do. And maybe 10 years from now, she'll be on pit lane.
The Peretta team will compete for one of the 33 spots in the Indy 500 this weekend. The race is scheduled to run Sunday, May 30th. For NPR News, I'm Samantha Horton in Indianapolis.